Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos Masechta Kelim. We are in the first parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So yesterday we had identified a bunch of Avos Hatuma, and now the Mishnah wants us to take it up one level. Lemala Mehem, above that group we listed yesterday, the Shechvasera and the Mitzora and the Sheretz and the Tamei Meis, all of those people are Metami B'tumas Maga. We also have Nevela Mechata Sheishvam Kidei Hazoya. We have a Nevela, and we have Paraduma water that is enough to do Hazoya. She Metamin Sa'adam Memasa. If they carry a human being, right, in such a situation, it also Hanogeb and Nevelasam Yitamei Adar V'Chol Anosemi Nevelasam. If you carry these things, it's also going to be Metame Letame Begadim Bemaga, and of course it can make clothing Tame simply by touching. V'Chashuve Begadim Bemaga, and also, but clothing is striped clothing is exempt from this situation. In other words, the person only actually touches a nevela or a para aduma, but he doesn't carry it, so he becomes tame, but the clothing with which he was in contact remains tar. And so that's the first message of the second Mishnah Masechta Kelim. The Mala Mehem, one step above them, is something even further, right? Boel Nida, right? Shumatami Mishkav Tachton Kelyon. If a person is Boel Anida, in such a situation, he is a more intense person in terms of Tuma. In other words, the bottom area is Metame Mishkav Tachton Kelyon. A Boel Anida transmits the same degree of Tuma as a Zav to a bed that holds on to his weight. And it as well as something that's on top of him, and that's one of the strict issues over here. Lemala mehem, above that is zovol shel zav veruko v'shechvas zaro meimei raglav. Anything that comes out of a zav, whether it would be his spit or his discharge or his semen or his urine v'dam hanida, or the blood of a menstruating woman, shemitamin b'maga u'b'masa. Those things, the tumas maga, and the tumas masa are exactly the same. That they are going to be metame a person and his clothing, except for Adam and Klicheres. Lamala mehem, above that is merkav. As a kol merkav asher yishkav alav hazav yidma shumetamei tachas eben mesama, it transmits tuma from underneath a rock, that is to a placed rock, that is to say, in such a situation, that situation is even more strict. And lamalam in hamerkav, above the merkav is mishkav, is a bed, right? Mishkav sheshave magol maso. There, the tumas maga is the similar to the tumas masa. And lamalam in hamishkav, above the bed is the zav himself. Hazav, shazav osa mishkav, ein mishkav osa mishkav. A bed cannot create a mishkav, right? But a zav has the ability to create a tumas mishkav, and that is the next level of tuma, as identified within our Mishnayos today. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day. We will be elaborating on all of this as we go through the entire Seder. Have a wonderful day.